Chase Sexton, you were really good last week. Didn't win. Today, excellent all day long. Very fast. Very good. You were feeling it today.
Yeah, no, it was good. I really felt good in the whoops. I saw those long whoops. I'm like, yeah, this is gonna be good. And we made. I was really good in the first practice, and the second practice, I didn't like the bike and the whoops, and we made a really big change, linkage change, and made a big difference. Now, from there on, I felt really solid all night in the whoops, and I feel like I could skim them whenever I wanted and didn't have to jump them, so that was good for me. And first race was kind of unfortunate, but put myself in a good position again and got back to second. So second race, checked out, and that was good. That was probably the most fun I've had in a race ever. Like, I was by myself. I'm like, this is pretty fun. And then
just checking out, like, see you later.
It was like, I mean, that's like the first time
it was 12 seconds at one point.
Yeah, it worked out really well because I got out and there was no one really behind me. So, and then third race, I got a good start. I knew I had to get a good start. There's going to be chaos behind me. So that was good. Stayed behind Shane. I just knew I had to stay behind him. So a lot of lappers, and it was kind of sketchy. So
a lot of laps tonight, too.
A lot of laps. Yeah. First race, I'm like, dude, this race is long. Like, I don't know if I can do three of these. But then actually, the second, third one of the easiest ones I did. So it was good. It was a solid night.
Track was sketchy. A lot of guys going down. One of those races, I don't know if you had any close ones. It looked pretty good for you, but it was a sketchy track.
Yeah, I mean, I know the 450 class definitely had a gnarlier track than we did. I really felt comfortable all day on the track. The Dragon's Back, I felt really good on. I just feel like our bike setup is way better this year than we were. So I think if you were a little off tonight with bike setup or just yourself, it was not good. So I really like technical tracks, and I think it was good. I knew this track was going to be good after watching press, so worked out good.
You and RJ came together in that main number one.
That's your guy.
I mean, he's running a Pulp Mech sticker.
That's your guy.
See my DMs. People are not happy with him about that.
Oh, they weren't? Oh, I mean, yeah.
I just talked to him. He was like, we got a little bit of bad blood between us, so.
Yeah. We came together at Millville, and like, I really didn't mean to hit him, and he ended up going down. And I know ever since then, he's kind of had a chip on his shoulder towards me, and I knew I was going to have a target on my back. So that sex, I called after PAX. I'm like, this is going to be – it's either going to be really – like, you can make PAX there, or you're going to get cleaned out. Because I guarded the inside, but I still had to do the rhythm after that, and he just didn't hit the brakes. So, it was all right.
To me, that was impressive how you came back from that to get it back into second. Like, that was impressive.
I think that was really proved to me that like I can beat these guys, and I know I can beat them, but after seeing that, I was like, this next race should be good. So yeah, it was a good ride. I kind of sat behind Shane for a while and kind of made my moves, and it was good for me just to get back, and I almost caught back up to RJ, so it was solid. That was kind of the turning point for the night after getting that second. So
nice work tonight, man. Really impressive. Thanks.